This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2022 special is brought to you by Ma Singh.
Good afternoon, this is Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture and I'm Juliet Jacobs. We're continuing our coverage on Budget 2022 and whether the sustainability agenda that was outlined under the budget was enough. And joining me now is Andrew Sebastian, the President and CEO of the Ecotourism and Conservation Society of Malaysia, or ECOMAI, to share his thoughts on what was outlined in this year's budget. Welcome, Andrew. How are you today?
Thank you, Juliet. Thank you very much for having me. I'm fine. And yeah, let's talk about budget.
Yes. So the name that they gave it was they want a prosperous and sustainable economy. And, you know, the government has said that they are committed to strengthening the development agenda so that growth remains sustainable and inclusive, you know, and there's a lot of focus on economic rejuvenation, sustainability, and, you know, all those words that we're, used to. So, you know, under the aspects that were outlined under the sustainability agenda, what was it that you found promising or that you liked the most?
I think the one thing that stands out is the electric vehicle and so on. It's a boost because, as you know, Juliet, in terms of climate change and greenhouse gases, our transportation sector is, I think, the second, you know, largest contributing to greenhouse gases. So promoting and giving incentives for electric vehicles and so on is a really good idea. Thank you. It is really nice and it's a step forward in that aspect. So, and holistically, they did talk about putting a lot of some money aside. I wouldn't say a lot, some money aside for tiger conservation. And although the amount quoted was really puny, it's quite small, but at least some mention and some funds have been set out for that, specifically for the Malayan tiger.
Okay. All right. So those were the positives that you, puny notwithstanding, at least it's a step in the right direction, right? But how about things that I guess, you know, were missed, or, you know, what sort of missed opportunities were there? What was not addressed that, you know, should have been?
Yes. So purely from a sustainability, environmental sustainability platform, we had a discussion with the Minister of Finance a month and a half ago. He had around table discussions with NGOs. I was one of the many in there. A lot of good views, a lot of good ideas came from our sector, the NGOs, you know, and unfortunately, very little translated into the final budget allocation. Okay. So a lot of things were missed. For example, COVID and the host of other zoonotic diseases that's going to pop up in our landscape. We can face a lot of diseases coming up, even more than just COVID. You know? So, and that happens because we have transgressed into natural ecosystems, bringing human and wildlife in closer contact. You know? So, based on that understanding, we had asked the minister to put a lot more serious effort in protecting forest landscapes and forest reserves and so on, yeah, protecting more, creating more state parks, more national parks, marine parks as well, yeah, to protect biodiversity and to keep wildlife in its natural setting. Unfortunately, that has been the biggest letdown. We don't see a lot of funds being allocated on that. To protect marine parks, to improve facilities, even in forest reserves, and to upgrade, there's very little money there. Yeah, so again, the we are supposed to be protecting our natural habitats and environment. We are supposed to be protecting our rivers and river reserves and so on. Again, no money there. You know, there's not a lot of money for agencies to protect river reserves, to clean up rivers, to make sure water quality is ascertained. It's to make sure flooding is kept at bay and so on. And of course, most importantly, I think there's not a lot of incentive given to the state to protect or to not go into logging per se, but to go into more sustainable sectors like ecotourism and so on.
Mm-hmm. If I could ask you, Andrew, you know, when you did have those meetings with the finance minister, right, what were some of the other things that were suggested that didn't quite make it into this year's budget?
Yes, so every time there is a forest compartment that's open for logging, for example, the response from state is always that, oh, we don't have the money, we have to do logging and mining because the state doesn't have enough money or doesn't have enough resources. Yeah, mm-hmm. Federal doesn't help us, you know, that's the same old song and dance we've been hearing all these years. So the most important thing we wanted to do is, because we are, our forest is disappearing at an alarming rate, yeah? Yeah. So logging is going on heavily. Mining now is happening. Sand mining is happening even in Satu National Park, just outside, yeah? So a lot of things are happening in terms of losing the forest cover. So we wanted to protect that. And we came up with we recycled an old, not a very new idea, that we should give incentives to the state. The state governments, you know, for them to venture into sustainable logging, for example, outside of natural forest ecosystems and so on. So that was a sentiment raised during our discussions at roundtable with the minister, and unfortunately, that didn't pan out.
Okay, all right. So I mean, just looking at what allocations, you know, have already been made, right? Do you think they're kind of more cosmetic? You know, they're just going to provide some sort of relief to the symptoms.
It would seem that a lot of other laws should be introduced to make recycling mandatory, for example, yeah, to put into place environmental education as a compulsory subject, to incentivize local authorities so that they can introduce sustainable programs within the district and states, yeah, and to move away from just logging and doing all these activities that are very detrimental long term. To the local communities and, of course, to the country.
Okay. All right. I guess, you know, if you had any message for anyone who's, you know, feeling a bit disheartened by the small sort of allocation for the environment, you know, what would that message be?
I think it could have been much worse. It could have been much worse. As much as the government is pro-development, you know, so I'm hoping that there will be a balance. Although the money is there for us to develop, build more stuff, I'm hoping that there will be a balance between, if we can build highways, we can make it more wildlife friendly, for example. If we can develop more islands and more tourism areas, we hope that they put in alternative energies and they introduce no plastic bags and they do a little bit to balance it out. So I know there's a lot of good people there working behind the scenes to do this. And as a country, I think we are given a budget now. And unfortunately or fortunately, we need to make do with what we have. And I appeal to the powers that be, people who are in charge of managing the money to make sure it's done sustainably and with the environment in mind.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts with me. I was speaking to Andrew Sebastian, the president and CEO of the Ecotourism and Conservation Society of Malaysia, or ECOMAI, who is sharing his thoughts on the budget 2022 allocations for the environment and the sustainability agenda. If you missed any part of the interview, you can always download the podcast at bfm.my/earth, or you can find it on the BFM app. This has been Earth Matters on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2022 special was brought to you by Ma Sing. Reinvent spaces, enhance life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.